Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. This Sunday, I'll be continuing with the 52 list for Happiness Journal. This week, our list 47 through 49. I'm also discussing a few other updates and getting caught up. I hope everyone had a good week this week. I didn't start out with that. I apologize. So I hope everyone had a good week. This is the beginning of this week. We're almost in August. This time has got wings, y'all. It is flying. So get your coffee, get your tea, sit back, get comfortable, and let's chat. So today I'm going to make this quick because, you know, my mom, and I mentioned this on Friday, I think, in a post on Friday, that my mom and my auntie are in town. And so I'm going to be taking some time to spend with them because, you know, my mom lives in a different state and I don't get to see her that often. I talk to her all the time, but the last time I saw her was Thanksgiving 2018. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hanging out and spending some time and all that good stuff. So this week, I'm chatting about, or what's on my little list of things to do, chatting a little bit about last week. I also want to talk a little bit about Rev captioning, and this is just life by why I eat the randomness. It's I want to stay, like, have talking points and stay focused, but sometimes my brain is just all over the place. So I figured I would just include the randomness in the talking point so there is no extra rambling. So last week for me was a busy week because it's basically the last week of July and people take vacations in August. Congress is also out of session in August, and a lot of what I do at work focuses on that. And since Congress is out of session, we have no board meetings, we have no policy committee meetings, so it's like that last week push. And let me tell y'all, I felt every bit of it. I just dragged all week long. I was tired, I had a lot of anxiety because I got these double meetings for the day, and I'm doing catering and I'm procuring supply, and it was just, I can't tell you, like Friday, like 10 minutes before it was the last meeting before the summer, I felt like crying. I was just so exhausted, and I still have some of that in my voice. I hear it as I'm speaking, but I can't tell you how glad I am to be done with that. But with this also means that it's time to get my calendar straight, procure everything I need so I can be ready for the end of September through October is busy. November slows down, December slow. It's like that same thing all over again. So I just want to get, you know, some things started and, you know, whatnot. I'm basically wrapping up. So it was a tiring week. And like I also mentioned in my Friday post, I'm cooking, doing a lot of recipes from my Food Network magazines. I have this cache of magazines that I have not read, and that has always been a goal, to get through these magazines, and if I don't need them, give them to someone else, donate them, leave them in the office, because it's like I'm putting money in a garbage can, and or I'm blowing it to the wind and going, here, just take my money, I've wasted it. So I'm gonna stop. That's one thing I've stopped doing. Stop getting these random magazine subscriptions where I'm not reading them and I'm not being productive and I'm not doing anything. That's one way that I'm going to try to put some money back in my pocket. But moving on and speaking about money in the pocket. So as you all know, I'm all over the internet. I read a lot of people's blogs and how they, you know, make extra coin, you know, and how they do these side hustles and this freelance work. And I happened to come across a blogger. I do not remember her name. Whoever you are, I apologize. But I came across her talking about how she, on the side, does captioning. And it's just like what you see on your TV if you pressed closed captioning. but how she did captioning for lectures and tutorials and different things like that. And it was called Rev Captioning. But when I went to the site, it said they were not accepting any more captioners at this time. Give us your email and we'll let you know when we open this up. And just a couple weeks ago, I got an email going, you know, we're opening back up, you know, submit an application. And basically you submit an application on the website and I will link everything or as much as I can. And so you fill out an application, you do like a basic grammar test. It's nice if you can translate if you're bilingual. That's even better, but I am not. So if you have a good command of the English language and you know basic grammar, it works. There's also a style formatting guide that they give you, but basically you take a test where you're just doing captioning. Someone is talking and you're typing as they talk. They give you guidelines, what you need to do, how things need to look on screen, what characters to type and all that good stuff. I sent in my application. A couple days later, it was congratulations. You can start earning money. And I'm like, really? Can I? Let's see. So they give you tests and tutorials to take and you actually get paid for these tests, but it's no more than it's change. When I say change, I mean that in a literal sense. It's like when you're taking their training, you get like 82 cents or $1 or $1.50, but you're training. Once you're done with the training, you can start doing actual captioning jobs. You're doing them for businesses, offices, people who run private businesses, universities, and things like that. And you can make a little extra money. And for me, it's good because I've spent money on my blog. And, you know, when you're a blogger, you get some money from your affiliates. And I always put that disclaimer in the bottom. Whatever I make for affiliates goes to support this blog because this blog isn't free. It does cost to privately host it, to get some of the graphics that I used and things like that. And this extra storage, it does cost. And my only goal was to make enough money from Life by Waitha to be able to support the blog. So I'm not always spending my own money because I got plans, y'all. So far, and I've only been doing captioning for like a solid week, I have made back money or enough to pay for my web host, because I started paying for web hosting in April of this year. And I've made enough to pay for April, May, and June. My goal is to be able to pay for my web hosting for the year and any graphics and images that I would use. And once that's paid for, I would love to be able to use it to pay down some debt, because that is the goal. But yeah, I will link that on here for you guys if you're interested. If you do not like typing, this is not for you. You don't gotta like typing, but you gotta understand that this is typing. So if you don't like typing, then this might not be the side hustle for you. But again, that's that. Randomness. Randomness is that I actually mentioned, I'm trying to pull this around while I'm talking, that I had finished the, because I'm, okay, I'm getting my words right. Let's get it together. So I am on the site goodreads.com. If you don't know it, check it out. I'll link that too, where you can find out about books, what's trending, follow other people, make book lists. They also have a Goodreads challenge where you pledge to read the books of your choice, however many, whatever it is, for the year. Those are the books that you pledge to read. And other than you patting yourself on the back, it really doesn't cost anything. There's nothing happening. This is a free site. And on my list, you know, I've got all these books that, you know, I say I'm going to read. And I've been doing actually better than I've done ever in getting through books. One really helpful way is Audible. I will link that too. But Audible is such a great way sometimes to listen to a book. I actually like physically reading and turning pages. I love that. But sometimes I just want to sit back and listen too. So it's helpful in that way. But I digress. So the next on my list, I wasn't sure what I was going to read because I got all these Stephen King books. And like I said, if you know Stephen King, you know that it's sometimes scary, sometimes not. Sometimes it's tension, sometimes not. The Bazaar of Bad Dreams, what I just got through reading, is like a collection of all of his short stories. These never published stories that now he's publishing. I got through that, and each story was a little bit different. I'm like, do I want to actually read another Stephen King book? Because I do have another one that I paid for that's waiting there in the queue for me to read it. Like, you know what? No. Let me see what else I want to read. Do I want to read another mystery thriller, self-help? I don't really read romances because they're just, I don't know, it's just not realistic to me. So in my Kindle app, as I was scrolling, you know, books, this book that was trending called The Next Right Thing jumped out at me. And I'm like, let me check this out. So I went through and I looked at it and I'm like, I think I like this. It's called The Next Right Thing, and it's A Simple Soulful Practice for Making Life's Decisions by Emily P. Freeman. And of course, if you ever buy anything from Amazon, you have to take the reviews with a grain of salt. Now, when I looked at the reviews for this book, I mean, when you look at it on Amazon, it's a Christian book. It's a faith-based book. It says it right there as plain as day. And what's the second review that I read? This person gave the book 2 stars because she liked the idea, but she didn't like that it was a religious book. Baby, open up your eyeballs and read. It's right there. It is a Christian-based book showing how God can help you do the next right thing and make some of these life-changing decisions in your life, no matter what it is. People just don't pay attention. So I tend not to get caught up in reviews. Some are accurate, some are not, because people are just looking to slam anything. If there was something wrong with the French fry and they could complain, they would complain. So I had this book in my list to pick up from Amazon. And then Friday, I go to Walmart just to pick up a few odds and ends, as I do on Walmart. And I happen to be walking past their little center end caps where they have a lot of faith-based, Christian-based books. And there that book was sitting there looking at me. You can't miss it. It's like all matte black with white writing. So it's the one book that stands out. And I'm like, I was about to read that book. That book is in my shopping cart. But it's right here where I can put my hands on it. And so I figure, okay, that's a divine intervention right there. Look at God. Because I was going to get that book anyway. And there it was. So I have the book. I have it quicker. I've already started on it. And, you know, I will give books the benefit of the doubt. Anything that's self-helped, that's going to help me enrich my life, then I am going to be checking out that book. And that's awesome. So enough of randomness from me. Let me do these last 3 lists and get to it. So 3 lists. This is list 47, 48, and 49. So list 47 says to list everything that you think of as a treat to yourself. I could list a lot, but I kept a list of 7. But for me, you know, a treat, my treats or what I listed were anytime I take a mental health day, binging a favorite TV show, a new pair of shoes, saving some extra money, treating B to a little something, buying a new dress because I need more of those, and anything at Home Goods. Okay, so the take action portion of this list says on a little slip of paper, write down all your favorite treats, whether they are actions or snacks or activities and place them in a jar. At the end of each week moving forward, pull out a slip of paper and treat yourself just because. Again, this is one of those things, like I had said, mentioned before about this journal, how I wasn't feeling the end of the journal and the list and the exercises were a little, fell off the scale for me. This is not a brand new idea. I remember doing something like a while back where I was doing like a thank you or a happiness list, and every day I would list one thing I was thankful for. And in researching that, it said to take everything that you're thankful for, put it in a jar, and go back and look at it. It's the same thing. This is just you're getting yourself something. So again, there's nothing new about this or nothing brand new. And I mean, hey, we all need to treat ourselves, because in life, you're always taking care sometimes of everyone else but yourself. And what better way to reward yourself for following through with a plan or goal, or hell, getting through the work week, whatever it may be. It's always nice to be able to treat yourself to something. And that's just a grand old idea. But again, in this day and age, when everything you can find at the touch of a button, it's not a brand new idea. And a lot of times people, and I'm one of those people, are looking for books to open the door and shed a light. And like I said, toward the end of this book, I really felt it declining. So it's not telling me anything brand new. But I made a promise to get through it, and I'm going to get through it. And let's move on to list 48. List 48 says to list the things you think you'll want out of life 5 years from now. Basically, I guess what you tell your future self, right? But I did what the list said. I've listed a few things. The big things on my list are to be debt-free, having my A1C controlled, and getting my body healthy, and also getting serious about what I want to do for retirement. Because I know it sounds like, you're too young to retire. I am, but 5 years from now I won't be. So getting serious about some things and thinking about my future and future plans, that can always be scary, but it's something that inevitably has to be dealt with. A lot of this is, hey, just business, and business needs to be dealt with. So the take action is there anything that you can do now that you think your future you would be grateful for? Take one step this week to move towards your future goals. Everything started with baby steps. Yeah, got to crawl before you walk. I get that. But again, these ideas, while they're great, they're not breathing new life into anything. It's the same thing where even the happiness planner allows you to send a message to someone future dated, and send any kind of message you want to yourself, to however you want to do it, and future date it. So in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, that email will come to you, maybe at a time you really need it, maybe something that you need to see, but it's just like, future self, this is what I want for you. And again, I understand that. My things on my list are real life things. I want to get control of my A1C, so it's not always in the back of my head, so I can do things without really thinking about the things and just have my body right, because I want to live a long and healthy life, and I want to be around to see the things that bring me joy, not just talk about them. So again, not brand new, but hey, it may be brand new to someone. Last today is list 49, which asks to list the things you are ready to rid yourself of. List the things you are ready to rid yourself of. Things in your home, in your closet, and in your heart. Now, that's deeper, and that's great, because they say, you know, things in your home, because some people hold on to clutter, and clutter has meaning and their feelings and ideas with that, because sometimes you're holding on to it for a reason, and there's something in your heart or your mind or your body, and you can't move on. I get all of that. But this was most interesting to me, because for me, I'm looking at removing things from my heart. I'm looking at cleansing my soul. The shoes that have been in the back of my closet for years don't bother me as much as holding on to self-doubt and guilt from the past. It's just priorities, baby, priorities. I would love to be able to remove the fears for the future, and things like that. Those things close to my heart, those things that I think that will cleanse my mind and cleanse my soul and allow me to live and not just exist. And that's what I'm looking to do. So the take action portion says, let's do it, because you know, that's real easy, right? I'm sorry. I'm not going to get like that. I'm just going to finish this. So anyway, like I said, the take action portion says, let's do it. Pick one thing to get rid of in your home, one thing in your closet, or one thing you've been holding on to emotionally this week. Wherever you start, let it be the symbol for a new beginning or feeling freed from the things that drag you down. Again, it's a great idea, but you don't remove years and years of self-doubt in a week. People have been in counseling and seeing therapists for years to remove guilt and self-doubt and blame and shame and those hurtful things from their soul. So this is not something that can be done in a week. This is soul searching. Sometimes this takes months or years to get to the root of what's happening and rid yourself from it. Again, great exercises. And because it's the 52 list journal, 52 list, 52 weeks, week by week, I understand that. But these are exercises that are all encompassing and soul searching. And some of these are just not realistic enough to be done in a week. But like I said, you know my thoughts on this journal, and you know I go back and try to link some of those lists, because I have not been very good at updating the archive on this blog. It's one of those things I'm going to get to, but since I'm almost done with this journal, do I want to bother? I don't know. But again, I will try to make sure that I have the last 3 weeks. Let's do 3 weeks. I will link the last 3 weeks so you can know how I've been progressing, or basically I'm kind of giving a review, and I'll also link the archive. I'm trying to get everything done and updated, but I also want to make sure I don't have too much food on my plate and overwhelm myself with all of these tasks that I know that it is just not humanly possible to get done. So with that, I'm going to close today, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging with me today. Thank you for taking this 30 minutes, maybe. Maybe it's 30 minutes. I hope not. I hope just 30 minutes. Anyway, thank you for taking this time to listen to me today, to listen to me yak and ramble. It really means a lot to me. And I love doing this. And I think it's great. It's good therapy. If you sit down, and I don't care if you record a message on your phone and talk it out to yourself, you will feel so much better. It's like therapy. Yeah, you might have people listening to your private thoughts. That's just one of those decisions you have to be right with yourself about, right? So, anyway, like I said, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for listening. I hope everyone has a really blessed, wonderful, exciting, fabulous day. Have a positive, positive week. And don't forget to give me a like, or a follow, or join the family by subscribing. I would love to have you guys. I really, really would. Again, this is Waietha. Thank you so much. And as I always say, know thyself.